Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola, Morning News. Good to have you with us. I always appreciate, seriously, appreciate people listening. I know you have options and you choose to listen to us, and I take that very seriously. That's why I'm always, whenever you come up to me when I'm out in public and you're like, ah, I love your show, I'm like, ah. I mean, to me, it's like any person listens, it always floors me. I don't know. It just does. It's always surprising to me. So I appreciate you guys. I really do. I appreciate it. Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker joins us now. Brad, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Always good to have you. One of the big topics of discussion, I did not listen to the whole meeting yesterday, but I listened to some of it. And it seems like one of the big things that people would want to know about is we are in what we would describe as a budgetarily constrained situation right now. We've talked about some of the elements of that, and especially the drying up of ARPA funds, the state getting involved in their DOGE stuff, all of that. And meanwhile, the citizens voting down tax issues, which is also going to constrain things. And you guys are trying to figure out how to pay for stuff. And it turns to the issue of fees, fees for boating, fees for airport space rental, fees for park pavilions and auditoriums, fees for pet services, fees for engineering. And generally speaking, across the board, the revenue collected by the people using these services is coming nowhere close to paying for the cost it is to provide these services. And your board is looking at raising fees pretty much on everything. Is that about right?
Well, for the most part, I think the history would history review. So the board, we talked about doing some MSTUs and different taxing structures, and the board was not comfortable with that direction. So they tasked us with going back and looking at fees and could we do some fee offsets to be able to keep our property taxes lower in Santa Rosa County. So that's kind of where we started this, and we compiled them all and presented to the board. Hey, here are the fees. Here is the comparison of the other counties adjacent to us. And then, even with the adjustments, like, for example, our parks and facility rental fee, even
hey, if Brad, Brad, can I pause you? Because I want to get into the specifics, but I want to amplify the point you made just because people might have missed it. The effort was to keep people's property taxes down by shifting revenue or generating revenue elsewhere. But that also is playing smart for the future in a situation where we're concerned that we might lose property tax revenue dramatically, and we don't want to get caught completely behind the eight ball when that happens. And so this is, in my mind, this is part of a move in a direction to diversify income streams for the county so that we can maintain services if property taxes go away. Did I say anything wrong there?
No, that's correct. And you saw that with our law enforcement MSTU. We're trying to show the people on their trim notice, this is what sworn law enforcement costs you in Santa Rosa County every year.
Right. Very good. So you're getting ready to talk about parks as an example. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was going to say that even with the fee increase, if they adopt the one that we put before them, it's not going to cover all of the operational capital upkeep, et cetera. It's just going to get us closer to covering it. So there is going to be some ad valorem that has to go to the parks and recs, unless the fees just get really dramatic, which we're not recommending. I don't think the board would entertain, but I just wanted that to be known too, that even the fee adjustments we're doing is not going to cover the prepping for the event. Like I'll use the auditorium, prepping for the event, cleaning up after the event, setting up the tables, audio visual equipment, et cetera. So we're just making an attempt to get it a little more neutral.
And I think it's a complicated formula. It's hard to figure out how much of the share of a public benefit that not everybody uses, like a park. Okay, a park is a good example. It's a public benefit. They're typically free to access, but obviously only some people use them. Well, should everybody pay for that park to exist? Well, historically, yes, but also is that fair for the non-users? Okay, what about something like, rental space at the airport, at Peter Prince Airport, where, people pay for these, big sheds for their airplanes? Okay, it's a public amenity, but you do pay. But as we talked about, or as you guys talked about yesterday, the rate people were paying for those airplane hangars was absurdly low, right?
Yes, it was. I mean, you could rent a storage unit. Would cost you more than it costs to rent an airplane hangar, and it had went on so long that people were actually not storing airplanes in there. We amended that several years ago, and now you have to have a functioning airplane or one in repair to keep your hangar because it was cheaper to rent the hangar than the storage unit out in town.
I mean, to the point where people would literally rent a hangar to use as a storage facility when instead of which would displace people who might potentially want to use it for hangar space, right?
That's correct. And obviously, we want the space out there to be used for airport services.
Right. Just for the moment on parks, part of your presentation of the board was looking at neighboring counties and renting a pavilion, for example. You know, it's three or four times as much. I'm vaguely remembering the numbers, but it's really too cheap in Santa Rosa County. And you're talking about an increase to get somewhere between that gap of comparability and also cost of services provided, right?
That's correct. Just to make it where we cover a little more of the stuff we do to support those facilities. You know, there's upkeep on, especially take all the pavilions on the beach. You know, there's regular maintenance we have to do to those. There are cleaning we have to do to those, the restrooms, and keep all that up, which is an amenity next to the pavilion that they're renting. And when you're bringing 30, 40, 50 people to an event, we know they're going to use the restrooms. And so we have to plan for that and handle that cleanup of that space, you know, afterwards. So
how did this conversation turn out when it came to boating fees? Because I know that's obviously a lot of people participate in that slice of activity in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, they do. And the majority of our boats are considered what is called a Class 1 boat. And that fee, if the board adopts a new fee, would go up $14.38 a year. For overall, that would give us about another $150,000 a year revenue increase for that. So that would, you know, that would put us, we're currently in, you know, roughly around $250,000. So that'd put us closer to $400,000 a year. And like you heard in the meeting, I mean, just one boat ramp that we need to do repairs to, which we have many, is Oriole Beach. And that's probably going to cost us around $1.5 million. And the Marine Advisory Committee, which is our appointed citizen advisory committee from the board, they supported this but wanted it to go to the boat ramp improvements. And there are, statutorily, there's some things we can and can't do with this money, and boat ramp repair is one of them.
Okay. What is the current fee for a Class 1 boat?
The current fee is $28.75.
Okay, so this is about a 50% increase.
It would be
to 42
yeah,
or 43.
43.13.
Okay, and just because I'm doing the quick math on while you're talking, 10,000 boats. I mean, if you're going to increase the revenue by 150,000 and you got 14 bucks, that's about 10,000 boats, right? I do that math right?
You did. They're actually 9,452 with our vessel count of Class 1 in 2024.
And again, the theory is, should the public that doesn't boat pay for the boat ramp improvements or the cost of doing that business, or should the people who use the ramps, right, which is obviously the boaters, an alternative, and I am not recommending this, but did you guys look at imposing a parking fee? I am not recommending this. But I know in Escambia County and, you know, in Gulf Breeze, the boat ramps cost money if you park a boat there. Some of them do in other places, but you don't have to pay in Santa Rosa, really. Like Woodlawn Beach, Oriole Beach, Archie Glover are free, right?
Yeah, none of the county ones. The one there in the city of Gulf Breeze, they do have a boat charge for it,
right,
but not in the county. We have had discussions recently about parking fees, but you know, no real traction.
No interest in that, which I understand. I like free parking too. You also were looking at the pet services and the engineering review services. What are the price increases you're looking at there?
Yeah, and the main thing on the animal service one is that we didn't have in our original one we did a few years ago, there was kind of no escalating, and we found where, like, we have one dog that we've impounded 30 times. So obviously our impound fee of $25 is not making a difference. So, you know, we're talking about making it a 15 for the first one, a 25 for the second, a 35 for the third, and then 50 times whatever that number. So if you're on your eighth time, that would be a $400 impound fee. So trying to get,
wow.
We've already changed the ordinance to where, if we catch your stray more than three times, we're going to go ahead and fix it, because that's usually the problem. So we fixed that in a previous ordinance. But that's the main thing that sticks out. And then really for dangerous dogs and then a couple of other just fees that we charge when we do stuff to help the community out. For example, a microchip fee.
Okay.
That way we can provide that service, you know, when they come to our shelter. So,
and based on
the engineering one,
and based on going to catch a stray dog, on the recidivism escalation, again, I'm assuming that if you do the math, even at the $400, it's still probably, I mean, it probably costs you close to that if you add in all the costs of housing, sheltering, catching, all of that. You're still probably not covering cost, and the idea is to shift the responsibility to the guilty parties, right?
Yeah, that's right. The capital equipment, the trucks, the payroll, the keeping the lights on at the shelter, the feeding of the animals, et cetera.
So. Yeah. Cat and dog law enforcement is expensive. People don't think about how expensive it really is. And then you were going to finish up with the engineering services?
Yeah, mainly the changes there is trying to align it where we had a $250, and then every time they resubmitted a preliminary plat, there was another $250. So what we did was just change it to $1,000, and then you get the first few resubmittals free, and then it starts with $1,000 resubmittal. And that's really to kind of motivate these engineering firms to submit it correctly the first time and minimal feedback. You know, we don't want to be the code reviewers for them.
Yeah.
We want them to do their homework and submit their plans in compliance with the code. So it was a twofold thing. You know, one thing was to try to decrease the number of resubmittals, but then to also cover the cost of, I mean, it's pretty costly to hire an engineer to review these.
Yeah.
And the other thing we didn't have that we recently, probably 3 years ago, started a division of construction inspection, and we didn't have that ability in inspections to collect any fees. We just hadn't established that. So this is also established, you know, if you're doing a subdivision, your base fee for inspections is going to be $1,000. And then, you're going to have $25 per lot, and that covers all the inspections we do throughout the installation of that subdivision.
Well, Brad, that's all going to be Thursday is the final vote on all of these fees. Is that right? Thursday is when you guys are going to do the final vote on this stuff?
That is correct.
Okay. So, yeah, if people are interested, and I bet they are, that's why we wanted to get the word out so that, you know, your government is participative. You know, go and talk to them and say, yeah, this makes sense, or no, this doesn't make sense. Thursday morning meeting starts at 8:30 in Milton at the county commission offices. Brad Baker is a Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for explaining all that to our audience. I really appreciate it, sir.
Okay, Andrew, take care. Have a good day.